Barry Stenger is the executive director of St. Anthony's Foundation. It was founded by the Franciscan Order in San Francisco.
People who are living on the street, people who are struggling, people who are working poor, low-income folks in San Francisco.
Stenger talks about the quarter-century partnership with Hilton San Francisco Union Square. Joe Licata has worked full-time at the Hilton Hotel San Francisco Union Square for the past two decades as the hotel's full-time community projects manager.
They've been a great partner to us in the community, too, doing a wonderful job in feeding, providing counseling services. They have a wonderful clinic and also job training and housing support.
In addition to Hilton Hotel's partnership with St. Anthony's, Licata specializes in outreach to other San Francisco hotels and hospitality enterprises, soliciting anything the nonprofit community is in need of. Donations include kitchen supplies, furniture, overstocked fresh food, linens, and so much more. St. Anthony's needs are perpetual, as their dining room serves more than 2,700 meals daily. Since the founding of St. Anthony's in 1950, their dining room has served 42 million meals to the needy and homeless of San Francisco. I'm the host of the NPR podcast show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me as we visit with Barry Stenger and Joe Licata in a conference room at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square.
Hi, Tom. Nice to see you. I'm Joe Licata. I'm Community Projects Manager here at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, where I have worked for the last 28 years and have been Community Projects Manager for over 20. And I'm delighted to introduce you to Barry Stenger. Barry is the Executive Director of the St. Anthony Foundation. That's an organization that the Hilton has been closely aligned with for the last 25 years in terms of outreach to the community, and they've been a great partner to us in the community, too, doing a wonderful job in feeding, providing counseling services. They have a wonderful clinic and also job training and housing support. So I'd like you to meet Barry Stenger.
Tell us about primary mission and how you dovetail with the Hilton.
St. Anthony's began as a dining room back in the 50s, 1950 exactly, and has expanded into a number of different programs as we try to attend to the needs of people who are living on the street, people who are struggling, people who are working poor, low-income folks in San Francisco. So that means we've created a clothing program, people in need of clothes. We have a health clinic, just became a federally qualified health care center. We have a job training program, a tech lab, and a year-long recovery program for men in trying to recover from addiction.
Tell us about how it dovetails with the Hilton relative to food, for example, and the waste recovery.
St. Anthony's has always been a member of the neighborhood. The Franciscans, the religious order of religious men, came to the Tenderloin back in the 1880s and have always been part of this community. So being part of a neighborhood has been really important, and finding other neighbors who are interested in kind of continuing our work, working with neighbors so that this neighborhood is protected. The Hilton back in the 60s, 70s, early 80s was perceived as a threat to this neighborhood, kind of gentrification, those kinds of things. But I think turned that around by reaching out to those of us working in the neighborhood, seeing this as, well, something I'm hearing now from tech people as they move into the neighborhood. There's some who see this as kind of a conflict. Others say, wait, you guys are neighbors. And so neighbors help neighbors. And so we have tech companies that move. That's been modeled by the Hilton way back, where seeing us not as a threat, not as people who are enabling homeless people to be wandering the streets and making it easier for them, but really trying to address this problem in a compassionate way. And the Hilton joined us in that in lots of different ways, ways of taking some of their resources, sharing with them, having some of their staff volunteer in our dining room, those kinds of ways. I mean, last year, I think I was invited to a conference that the Hilton put on about dealing with waste and how do you creatively deal with the kind of food waste that's generated by a large operation like the Hilton, and seeing St. Anthony's as a piece of that.
Imagine it'd be a big piece. It'd be so logistically smart.
Yeah. The Hilton stands out to me in a kind of a pantheon of supporters for us. goes back to the early 50s when St. Anthony's was struggling to kind of put food on the table every day, and Matson Lines, then they had a big cruise ship to Hawaii. They made the institutional decision that every time one of their ships came in to San Francisco, all the food that was left over came to St. Anthony's.
Wow.
And that kind of created the stability that St. Anthony's needed to kind of build on and create the kind of institutional strength that allows for it to continue to this day. Well, Hilton is one of those kinds of supporters that we look to give us that kind of institutional support. Getting the $25 a month from a little old lady out in the Sunset District means a lot to us, but having the institutional support of a place like the Hilton means a lot to us. Getting the food that we need, food that they have as extra. We have amazingly trained culinary chefs at St. Anthony's who can, we're kind of the iron chefs of the, where we can take anything that the Hilton can throw at us, or they don't throw it at us, they deliver it very nicely, but take anything that they deliver to us and make something really good and nutritious for people who need that.
I imagine this goes on week in and week out on a regular basis. This isn't just once in a while.
No, it's that kind of reaching a critical mass of that kind of support where you can count on it. You know, if it's just a one-time thing, we can handle that. We're very grateful for that. But it's that regularity that allows us to make what the values that we are committed to kind of institutionalize them in ways that we can talk about 365 days a year, 7 days a week, you know, all that we feed people.
Well, that's very important in terms of the, because the food that they provide is nutritious and is beautifully presented and it's served in a very dignified manner at St. Anthony Foundation. We hope that when those times when Barry and St. Anthony have reached out to us for various items. I remember a time when your kitchen was under construction, and at one time we were able to give them some refrigerator space and cooler space. And the types of things they ask for, really, we hope we can make it easy for them to come to us and ask, because we try our best to provide space and the wherewithal for them to occasionally help them get a job done. I also want to mention that St. Anthony's has a clothes closet where people in the community can find clothes for interviews and for new jobs. And I'm happy to say that we have been able to contribute to that as well. But they do a wonderful job, and we consider them a good neighborhood partner.
Joe, give us some tangible examples of how the Hilton partners with St. Anthony's.
Well, I am very proud of the fact that my hotel allows me to work with all the hotels in the city, really. And for the past 20 years, we've had an organization that I've just informally called the Hotel Nonprofit Collaborative. I work with hotels in the area. When they do have excess goods and supplies, I'll get an email or a phone call, and they'll indicate that they have maybe banquet supplies, chairs, linens, and who can use it in the community. So that's when I reach out, and St. Anthony's is usually my first call if it's something that I think that they can use in terms of food and beverage equipment or goods. In some cases, we've been able to donate items to their health clinic. People leave things behind when they're visiting a city. They may come to a city and just temporarily get things like children's car seats. They don't want to take them home. Even things like crutches, portable wheelchairs have been left behind. And I know that St. Anthony's has a wonderful clinic. We've been able to, at times, get those items donated to St. Anthony's. They also have a clothes closet, so we've been able to get clothing donated as well. And there are times when I simply ask the nonprofits, hey, give me your wish list, and I'll see what we can do to match it. And I don't know, sometimes people put things out in the universe, and it's amazing. I'll get a phone call or an email within a couple of weeks from a hotel, and they'll say, you know, happen to have about 600 banquet chairs that I need to get rid of. You know anybody who can use them? And I may have just had a request for something like that. So it's wonderful to be able to work with St. Anthony's in that capacity.
I guess I take it to a broader level to kind of redefine the landscape, you know, that the hotel industry in San Francisco, the tourist industry in San Francisco, and the nonprofit industry, if you will, in San Francisco, those of us trying to care for people who are having tough times, those can clearly be seen as competitors. I know it takes people with the commitment of a Joe Licata and the institutional support of a Hilton Hotel to redefine that relationship, to see resources that a hotel might have, as Joe has just enumerated about things people leave behind or whatever. She sees that not as garbage to be gotten rid of. She sees the people that we serve not as refuse that we should be getting rid of, but she sees both those things and the value of both those things and sees how those can kind of be brought together and for the mutual benefit of all. So I think it's that vision that allows her to be that really important element, broker, if you will, for resources in the community, for people in need in the community.
I do have one interesting story that Carl, one of your former employees, told at an event. And this made me so happy because it illustrates just that with the things that people leave behind. In our Lost and Found, a gentleman had left behind a tuxedo jacket. That found its way to the St. Anthony's closet. Carl then told a story about how a job hunter went, or a person who had just gotten a new job as a head waiter in a restaurant and was looking for an appropriate jacket. And here's this tuxedo jacket, and he was able to put that on, and it fit. So that's one of those things that happens in the universe, you know, and I was so happy to hear that story as it came directly from someone that St. Anthony's was helping. He got a jacket that he was able to proudly wear that night.
So St. Anthony's is really committed to helping the poor of San Francisco. That is to feed, heal, clothe, connect people, kind of help make sure that people really can flourish in this world. And we've been doing that for 66 years. Presently, we're serving about 2,400 meals a day in our dining room. Just read a statistic that there's some food group or nutrition group has said there's 42 million people that are hungry in the United States, and we just celebrated our 42nd millionth meal that we've served in the last 66 years. So it's an amazing thing that happens because of the generosity of individuals who step forward. St. Anthony takes no government money, so we do rely on the generosity of a lot of people. And what's so important for here, sitting in the Hilton Hotel this morning, is to see that that's not just the generosity that takes that personal expression that we all know, but it also takes an institutional expression. And I think that's what's so significant about this story.
Very powerful stuff. Barry Stenger, what an absolute honor and a pleasure to meet you and visit with you.
Yeah.
For further information, do you guys have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's stanthonysf.org. And you can find out there if you want to volunteer at St. Anthony's, you want to donate to St. Anthony's, you can find out all about the good work that we do.
We've been speaking with Barry Stenger, Executive Director of St. Anthony's in the heart of San Francisco, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah.